You're on 2SER Breakfast here with myself, Tess Connery. Hope that the rather chilly morning is shaping up to be a good one for you. Now, late last year, we spoke to Julian O'Shea, who is taking a solar-powered tuk-tuk around the world to promote clean energy use. Last time we spoke to him, he'd just completed the Australian leg from Melbourne to Cairns, and we've got him on the line now for a bit of an update as to what adventures he's had since. Julian, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Great to be here.
So what have you been up to since November? Tell us all about it.
Okay, so we finished our journey, our planned trip from Melbourne to the Great Barrier Reef, and it was a fantastic journey. We were really pleased with how our quirky little three-wheeled tuk-tuk did. And basically the big news is that we're going global. Our tuk-tuk is currently in its home in Bangkok, Thailand, ready to start the circumnavigation around the world.
Oh, that's brilliant. So how did it actually get to Bangkok?
So we brought it back to Melbourne so we could do some repairs and we could do some getting it back up to speed and figuring out with everything it would need for a global expedition. So we spent a few months at the first part of the year working on it, getting it up to shape. And then I had to learn this process of international shipping and how to move a vehicle around the world. So we put it on a ship from Melbourne to Asia.
The paperwork for getting a tuk-tuk from Australia to Asia must have been a lot of fun, I can only imagine, as well.
It was. And for those that might remember a Yellow Pages ad from many years ago where the guy phones up and he's like, I'm having trouble with my Google-mobile. And people are confused about what he was talking about. That's what it feels like this project's been like when you talk to people about a tuk-tuk and there's no form for it. As a practical example, it's in Thailand right now and we needed insurance. And there's a company there that only insures cars and they wouldn't do it. And there's a company there that only insures motorbikes and they wouldn't do it. So trying to find this Goldilocks of paperwork has been the project.
And so where is the tuk-tuk off to next?
So as of right now, it's at the tuk-tuk factory in Bangkok, Thailand. So they're the company that actually manufactured this vehicle originally. And starting tomorrow, we're going to be driving it. So my colleague Eddie is in Thailand right now, and he's going to be driving it across Myanmar. So for the next 3 or 4 days, it's going to be driving from Bangkok to Mae Sot on the Myanmar border, and then we'll be driving it across the length of Myanmar for the rest of the month towards India.
And, of course, the point of all this madness is to promote clean energy use. How's it going with the cause?
So the point of the tuk-tuk is that it's a really fun and engaging vehicle. And a big part of the message is that electric vehicles, sustainable vehicles, don't have to be expensive, that you can have all types. And we deliberately chose a tuk-tuk because it's one of the cheapest vehicles there is. And, yeah, it's an amazing storytelling tool and option for kids and communities to engage and have discussions about the issue.
Well, best of luck with the next leg, Julian. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Real pleasure and happy to give you updates as it makes its journey around planet Earth.
Can't wait. Thanks, Julian.
Cheers.
That was Julian O'Shea, creator of the solar-powered tuk-tuk, which is currently jetting around the world in order to promote clean energy use.